This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the Super Bowl champ, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, why you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We just wound up on Gab, Captain, CaptainMattBrucereach is the way we're over there. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Time to talk about impeachment day number, trial number two, that starts, I believe, about 1 p.m. this afternoon. Is that correct?
Yes.
So now what?
Well, I think what's going to happen right out of the chute is there will be a vote to either, one, dismiss or immediately acquit. I don't know how that language will be structured. By the preliminary vote that was already done under in the Senate by Rand Paul, they look like they have enough votes to do that. If barring that fails, the Senate yesterday worked out the rules if the impeachment procedure moves ahead. And if, in fact, the Democrats decide they're going to call a witness, because Mr. Horn Man that we all saw during the insurrection, air quote, said that he would be a witness. So if they choose to be witnesses, have witnesses, then we're going to go with a full-blown, you know, wild display of witnesses that the Republicans in the Senate and the Trump impeachment team will bring. And they have been going through tons of footage about that day. And they have also have the evidence of the legal cases against the people that had gone into the Capitol building and it, to prove that it was long since planned and whatnot before Trump even spoke that day. So if this thing moves ahead, it's going to be wild, and the Trump impeachment team will put the Democrats on trial, essentially.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. And I don't think they want that, but that's just me talking. Okay, well, Joe Biden is executive ordering it up as fast and furious as he can possibly do it. The governor of Wyoming yesterday came out and said, well, Joe, thanks, but no thanks. Your order banning oil and gas leases on federal land has now absolutely crippled my state's economy, and we are in big trouble as a result of it.
He went to to his accounting and pretty much all the departments within the state of Wyoming, and this is also going to be true for several other states, not just Wyoming.
That's right.
To determine what happens, where the revenues from the oil drilling, where that money goes. And I think in this, I don't know how much it is in the state of Wyoming. It's pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm.
He got a preliminary report, and it's pretty devastating in what it will do to that state economically. And I'm pretty sure, I can't prove it, but I'm pretty sure that the governor of Wyoming has already collaborated with a couple of other states, New Mexico, Wisconsin, South Dakota, whatnot, on how it affects their states. I think in the case of New Mexico, I could be wrong. It's one of the states, but something tells me it's New Mexico. It actually funds their Department of Education, not entirely, but public education system would essentially financially collapse. So this tells you that somebody else is writing, or somebody's else is writing these executive orders, and Biden's not even really challenging them or reading them or understanding them. He's just signing them, you know, and reading the titles of them. It says nobody in their right minds would do some of these executive orders. Now, I will also tell you that if you listen to Jen Psaki, it isn't just the Keystone XL pipeline that's under air quote review. There are, I think, five others that are under review that they're looking at possibly terminating as well.
Yep.
The Keystone XL pipeline, by the way, goes all the way back to the early days of the Obama administration.
That's right.
And there's no good reason to shut it down because it passed. And I remember even Hillary talking about it as Secretary of State. It passed five environmental tests easily. So there's no reason to shut it down at all.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to come back and talk about whether or not they'll be able to change the Internal Revenue tax code to make it a little bit easier yet. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And for everybody that's out there, I want you to consider a little something here. Now, I'm a life member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. That's USCCA. What do 450,000 and counting responsibly armed Americans all have in common? Well, we all belong to the USCCA because we trust the USCCA to be our first line of defense in the aftermath of anything that we have to defend ourselves with in terms of self-defense. And it only costs a few dollars a month. And the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as training. Lots and lots and lots of training that you can do for the USCCA. They also have gun instruction programs where you can actually go to a range. I'll meet up with one of the USCCA certified instructors, and they will help you in any way that you need to be helped. So defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. Check out the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and boom, there it is right there. You'll see it right in the middle of the page. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Internal Revenue, we had mentioned, was going to be changing a few things around. Now, I remember when the Democrats, and I don't remember if this was Obama. I think it was Obama said this, because I remember the campaign. Well, we're going to make it so you can do your income tax on a postcard. You'll be able to fill it on a postcard. Never happened, did it?
Actually, that was the Republicans.
Republicans? Okay.
Yes.
But it was under Obama, and, I think, but whatever.
Well, it was at the beginning of the Trump administration, back when the Republicans were in charge of the House Ways and Means Committee, which is where all tax policy is decided. So they tried that, in a very big way, and rightly so, but what they did get passed was, you know, a new tax legislation with the tax cuts, but they were still in the works to redo how the filings and the returns actually happen. So Biden cannot just, you know, at a stroke of a pen, change tax law. It has to go through, you know, the entire legislative process. So we'll see where he we necessarily go.
Now, for all those people that plan on getting on an airplane, a bus, or a train anytime soon, it seems the Department of Transportation, now under the leadership of little Mayor Pete Buttigieg, believes that they're going to have these quick spot COVID-19 tests, and you'll have to be able to pass that before you can get on public transportation when it comes to airplanes, buses, that's cross-country buses, not local, and trains.
Yeah, he's proposing that, but the airline industry as badly as it is hurting right now said it would be an absolute blasted nightmare.
Correct.
You know, you already have to get there 2.5 hours before your flight. Now you have to get there even longer because, you know, all the other...
4 hours. They're telling people 4 hours ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, they're destroying. It's another backdoor way of destroying an industry.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, you know, we'll keep watching that to see what happens. By the way, Congressman Andy Biggs in Arizona is proposing legislation to ban the Biden administration from doing that, and that might get some bipartisanship attached to it. We'll see. Maybe, kind of, sort of. By the way, we heard the $15 an hour minimum wage was not going to be in the stimulus bill. Well, it's back. It's back.
Well, it isn't really back. It's Biden even came out and said that he didn't think it would survive, and it doesn't appear that it will for right now. The Congressional Budget Office came out and said if it happens, 1.4 million more people would lose their jobs.
That's right.
And they say it would take 900,000 off the poverty lines. So the good does not outweigh the bad, and the bad does not outweigh the good in this one.
Did you see Peter Ducey asked Jen Psaki at the press conference when the ex-Keystone workers would be able to sign up for their green jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the answer?
Yeah, I did.
Isn't that amazing?
The answer was no. The answer was no answer.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
He also, if I'm not mistaken, asked about what was happening at the border and
right.
You know, that we're not going to detain and deport, you know, certain types of criminals, which are already criminals when they come across illegally. But she said they would be handled by local police, which, you know, Ducey wasn't quite on his game.
Which dismantles ICE, right?
Well, sort of, but he really wasn't on his game because if he was on his game, he was at hold it, because in so many cases, local law enforcement has been banned from dealing with it. Don't you remember? If you've got law enforcement that are putting detainers and whatnot on some of these people, that that they are not cooperating with ICE officials. So, yeah, they're really lost on this one, but they don't care. And I would like to have Peter Ducey say, all right, if you are so confident in your decisions, meaning the Biden administration in the decisions when it comes to immigration, How about lifting all sovereign immunity to the politicians that are responsible for these decisions? So if they lift sovereign immunity, that means that these people can be sued for any later consequences. If somebody else gets raped or somebody else gets injured in a DUI accident or even killed, that they are just as responsible. I want sovereign immunity lifted, and I want it lifted badly. I'm going to keep driving that and driving that because governors have sovereign immunity. The federal government employees have sovereign immunity. Mayors have sovereign immunity.
Yep.
So they can make all of these ridiculous decisions. And, you know, if there's any kind of later consequence or fallout from their decisions, they are immune from prosecution.
Yeah. Now, there's been a lot of mask shaming going on here lately about some of the officials and the ballplayers and Tom Brady being up on the stage and not wearing a mask when he was accepting the MVP trophy and being at his press conference and not wearing a mask and this, that, and the other. You know, these people need to get over this, okay, especially the people doing the mask shaming. Hollywood, really? Who's listening to them?
Well, they went after Governor DeSantis Sunday night. He was sitting in a box, and he was talking to somebody. Somebody took his picture, and he didn't have a mask on. Oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. Well, he was drinking a beer.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where we are.
Yep, unfortunately, I mean,
mask shaming has been going on for months and months and months. I mean,
yep.
As soon as you... You know, say something, somebody went to this and somebody did that. Well, the very first question somebody asks you, were they wearing masks? I mean, it's the very first thing that happens.
Well, we had at least 1,000 people right outside our studio here at the motels that are right, the hotels right that are out here. Somebody came in with a flatbed truck, set it up. All of a sudden, there was a band on the flatbed truck. There was one of those beer trucks with the spigs in it that showed up. In the parking lot, they started selling beer. I heard all the noise out there in the street. I saw people outside the window, and it was it kind of like overdid. Let's see, it overdid this stuff here. Yeah, it overdid that kind of a noise coming from just outside the window. And as a result, I stuck my head out the back door, and I was shocked when I saw all the people everywhere. I didn't see anybody anywhere wearing a mask, let alone social distancing. So, too bad, so sad.
Well, I mean, this is where we are. So.
Yep, and we had people in our parking lot, too, that night. They were everywhere. All right, I got to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Thank you very much. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. That was quite a party going on out there. I'm not the party goer, but I did peek my head out the door to see what was going on a couple times. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice will seek the resignations of most U.S. attorneys who were appointed by President Trump. First reported Monday by CNN, the calls for the resignation of some 56 U.S. attorneys could come as soon as Tuesday. Asking U.S. attorneys from the previous administration to resign is seen as a routine move when a new president begins their term. Two U.S. attorneys that will remain on the job are Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, whose office is leading the investigation into Hunter Biden, and Special Counsel John Durham, who is leading an investigation into the origins of the probe into President Trump's campaign and alleged links with Russia. And officials are discussing requiring a negative COVID test in order to board a domestic flight. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Axios on HBO that there are ongoing discussions over putting that measure into place.
Well, there's an active conversation with the CDC right now. What I can tell you is it's going to be guided by data, by science, by medicine, and by the input of the people who are actually going to have to carry this out.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo will be in here on Thursday, so we'll be talking with him again. Get your questions ready. National Aviation Academy with two campuses. We'll tell you where they're at in a minute because they're going to tell you what they're all about right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I tell everybody that if you want to find out about becoming an aviation maintenance tech, you have to take a tour of one of their campuses. Now, they have two. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard of Tampa Bay. You know, that's the home of the world championship Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm going to keep saying that. Never gets old. But anyway, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, the number to call. Schedule an appointment. Take the tour at either one of the campuses, the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Find out what they're all about, and then you can make an educated decision on what to do with your future. Now, The Pentagon will deploy more than 1,100 troops to 5 vaccination centers in what will be the first wave of increased military support for the White House campaign to get more Americans inoculated against COVID-19. Well, first of all, they got to get the vaccines out there because they keep running out of vaccines. They got more people wanting to get shots than they got vaccines right now. I realize that's going to change in the not too distant future, but that's the way it is right now, at least in my area of the country. Now, the recent Pentagon-directed global posture review has put the brakes on any further drawdowns of troops in Germany or anywhere else in the world until at least late mid-year. But it will not affect the rotations and deployments across the force around the world, according to the Pentagon. Also, President Joe Biden will review the deportations of veterans and military family members that occurred under the stricter immigration enforcement policies of then-former President Donald J. Trump. The White House said this yesterday in a press release. And Fort Hood has changed its post-access program after military police detained a former soldier as the primary suspect in a shooting incident that occurred early Saturday morning after he was using military ID that he had forged from having been in on active duty military to get into the base. Can't have that happening anywhere. Just can't have that happening. I think they need to put a hologram in the IDs is what they need to do. I know that was discussed. It's in the driver's license. Why not put it in military ID? But anyway, a nearly decade-old Defense Department order that prohibits troops from actively participating in gangs or hate groups, come to find out, doesn't forbid them from being members. You can't participate, but you can be a member. But that is going to get an update. There'll be nobody serving in the military that belongs to a gang or a quote, end of quote, hate group. They will not be allowed to be even a member, even if they don't participate in some of the things they're doing. Well, one day after sailing through the Taiwan Strait, the guided missile destroyer USS John S. McCain, conducted a freedom of navigation operation near the disputed Paracel Islands while being shadowed by 2 Chinese warships. Now, remember, the Chinese Coast Guard has been given orders to fire on vessels that come into their, quote, territorial waters. We'll see. Now, the United States is conducting a joint exercise with Australia and Japan on Guam as it seeks to counter its increasing vulnerability to attack from Russia and China. We're keeping an eye on that. We'll let you know what we know when we find out about more details. The Pentagon is also shifting more attention to issues at home like extremism and the coronavirus pandemic, as it also considers how to adjust its vast network of operations abroad. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a new, stricter rule for masks on military installations, requiring virtually everyone to wear a mask, even if you're social distancing or whether you're indoors or outdoors. Won't matter. You have to wear a mask, period, on military bases everywhere you go, including outdoors. Now, the Biden administration is continuing its predecessor's policy of excluding Turkey from the International F-35 Joint Strike Fighter Program. This was mentioned just a couple days ago by Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. Again, we'll keep our eyes on that. That's subject to change, but we'll see. And 2 congressional neighbors from Hampton Roads, Representative Elaine Luria, Democrat of Norfolk, and Representative Rob Whitman, Republican from Westmoreland, are taking on new leadership roles in a key defense policy panel as they're going to get a bigger voice. And why shouldn't they? They're right there in Hampton Roads, home of the Norfolk Navy base, and they should have a better and louder voice on the defense panel because they're right there representing people in those that naval area. By the way, President Biden said over the weekend that former President Donald Trump should not have access to classified information in the form of the briefings usually given to ex-presidents, citing Trump's erratic behavior and the risk that he might recklessly reveal sensitive information. Well, two words. You ready, folks? Come on, Joe! If Barack Obama and Bill Clinton could get these briefings, and both of their administrations and people within them leak like a freaking sieve, then why can't Donald Trump? And I think he can keep it under wraps. Just saying. That's just me. Just saying. By the way, the lawmakers want the military to end a multi-billion-dollar program meant to win over the people in Afghanistan and Iraq through cash, work projects, thoughts, and ideas. They want that to stop. They say it's a waste of money, and in some circumstances it is. Speaking of which, my friends over at Concerned Veterans for America, of which I'm a member, is launching a seven-figure digital ad campaign this week, urging President Biden to pull all remaining U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by May. This is being reported by Axios. Now, the ad blitz comes as Biden's national security team is debating whether or not to delay the withdrawal amid the fears the wrong decision could lead to a resurgence of terrorism and uptick in violence in the country. Guess what? When Lloyd Austin was in charge over at CENTCOM, and Obama told him to pull the troops out of Iraq, which he did, that led to the vacuum called ISIS. And we all know what happened there, don't we? So I don't think you'd want to make that same mistake twice. Don't think so. We have got a command team from the Hawaii-based 25th Combat Aviation Brigade, which visited one of the battalions at Fort Wainwright in Alaska to hold sensing sessions in which troops discussed their opinions on mental health, loss, and grief pertaining to suicides in the military, because they unfortunately are up, not down, and it's a shame. And a new poll has found a majority of Americans support alternatives to the Pentagon's planned program to replace intercontinental ballistic missiles with a ground-based strategic deterrent. We'll see where that goes. All right, I do believe Chris Markowski will be here today because he took the day off yesterday. And he didn't tell me. Jeez, love it when he does that. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Larry Elder, and we appreciate him doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back and better than ever. And Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of February, they'll be down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. I will be there Saturday from 10 to 2, and look forward to see you stopping on by to say howdy, howdy. The doors open at 9. If you go to their website, twoguysshows.com, you can get a discount ticket. It'll give you a discount on buying your ticket to get in, so do that. Go to twoguysshows.com and get that discount that's right there. You'll have to bring it with you to the door, and then in the door you come. You get the money off the price of admission, and I'll see you there on Saturday. Twoguysshows.com at the Robarts Arena. Robarts Arena. From 10 to 2 on Saturday. There are Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5 and 9 to 3. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street, is back with us. You partied hardy, huh?
We had a big pro Bucks party going. It was great, you know, thing for Tampa. It really is. I follow trends and where people are going. And man, oh, man, Tampa real estate, through the roof. I mean, it's just extraordinary how valuable everything is becoming down and around there. It's really something else. I don't think they're going to be building the high rises down there fast enough.
Well, there's a lot of truth in that, and even over where I live, they're talking about buying some more property and taking up some of the real estate that's in there and building condos right there, right along the bay. And if they do, that would not surprise me at all.
It's, again, it was another big story today, actually, in New York papers, talking about a lot of the restaurateurs, New York City restaurateurs that are opening up places in Miami and South Florida
and Tampa. We got a lot of
Tampa as well.
Yeah, uh-huh. We got a lot of New York pizza places, New York subs. You know, things with a New York flavor are coming in here. Jersey Mike's is here making a big move too. Right? You know, and you know where they started. They started obviously in New Jersey. Okay, well let's start with this. There's a power play going on in D.C. It took, and by the way, I'll say this right off the bat. I do not understand why Donald Trump didn't do what every other president does when he come into office. They asked for all the people that are there that are appointees from the last administration to tender their resignations. And then they choose to keep the ones they want, and the ones they don't, they get rid of. Donald Trump never did that. Now,
well, this is something that you and I think we had talked about.
We have.
Several years ago, and you know, you look into this, and I know you got a lot of big-time Trump supporters listening in.
Yep.
It's a personality flaw with Donald Trump. He actually believed that he was going to win everybody over, and everybody was going to love him, and all of the initial stuff that was happening, you know, with Hillary Clinton, the Russian stuff would go away, and
yep,
he would eventually kind of ease his way into that position. He wanted to make nice with Washington. And you know, I knew that wasn't going to happen, and it didn't. And
yep,
it was, you know, again, we take a look at, you know, the some of the great things that he did during his administration. But again, I would say that in many respects, he's his own worst enemy. You know, you got to get those people out that want to have you destroyed, and he didn't do that. He surrounded himself with people that were Washington swamp dwellers and insiders, thinking again that he could win them over, and he didn't.
Now, the thing of it is Joe Biden is exercising his power and his responsibility to do what has been done by most every other president. He has asked to for the resignation of the U.S. attorneys or to fire them, one or the other. Now, he's asking for Durham to resign as a U.S. attorney. However, he will remain as the special prosecutor for as long as it takes for him to finish his investigation.
We know that, how much's going to happen with that investigation. It's going to, it's done. It's over with, for crying out loud. You're not going to see anything come from any of that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, China stuff. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, he'll basically put it to bed and then he'll leave. That's how it's going to work. This week, you know, this is what I expected.
Right. Now, the Democrats have cut off the relief checks at a $200,000 household income. I think that's way too high. It should have been lower.
Oh, okay. I didn't see two. I thought it was 150. I didn't realize
it was
200.
It was. Now they jacked it up again.
So it's $100,000 per person?
No. It's $200,000. Maximum household income, $100,000 per person, husband, wife. But
okay,
at one time it was down to
$100,000.
Then they went to $150,000. Now they're up to $200,000.
Yeah, I guess some of the politicians in in and around New York City and California got in their head. I don't see how this is going to be helpful. I don't. I know a lot of your listeners are all for handing out checks. Unintended consequences, people. Be careful what you wish for. We continue down this road. We continue becoming a nation. We're just going to hand cash out to people. We just changed the nature of the country. You couple that with raising minimum wage to an unsustainable level for many businesses. So, you know, get ready. You're not going to have checkout people at grocery stores anymore. It's going to be self-checkout.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. I mean, it doesn't a touchscreen checkout machine pays for itself in about a week and a half.
Yep.
So you can basically take a look at a lot of these entry-level jobs that I had when I was younger. You're going to go away. And you know, those are important jobs, and they're going to go by the wayside because of this. You have to understand there's consequences for everything that we're doing. The idea that this is inconsequential, this conditioning the American mind for check, 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 handout, handout, handout. Hand out to giveaways, I've talked about this, written about this. It's a narcotic, is what it is. People get addicted to it.
Now, the Congressional Budget Office is getting involved in something because the House of Representatives yesterday, with the stimulus bill that they have pretty much all written off on now, added their thing, sending it back to the Senate. They have once again added the $15 minimum wage to this for federal employees. That would cost, according to the CBO, some 1.4 million jobs. The Senate is saying, and of course Joe Biden is saying, that he doesn't think it can pass, so it looks like it's going to go by the wayside once it hits the Senate again.
We'll see what happens. I can't. Again, people don't understand minimum wage by any stretch of the imagination. A business is not going to run itself in the red just to pay minimum wage. They're going to lay people off. That's just the way it is. Businesses are going to pay people what they can afford to pay them, and if they can't afford to pay them, they're going to get rid of them. That's just life. People. I mean, a minimum wage means nothing. Again, you take a look at different areas around the country. You work in, the fast food places in certain areas, they're paying more. I mean, I remember when we had all the fracking boom taking place in the upper Midwest and people working at McDonald's making over $20 an hour because, again, that's what they had to pay them because that was what the market was, could have needed to find the workers. It's all a free market, whether you want to believe it or not.
Do you remember back, and I forget when it was, it might have been the 70s, they had the automats in New York City?
The what?
The automats in New York City, where you would put a couple of bucks in, grab a sandwich, grab yourself a meal, and the revolving thing that would go around. They did that to get rid of the servers and the wait tables and all that?
No, I don't remember that for some reason. I don't know.
Automats. That was when this stuff started, and at the time it didn't work because people wanted to be waited on. But now, I think, you know, with what you're saying with the automatic servers and all that stuff, we could see an automatic machine displaying your hamburger for you.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how certain places it's going to work out, you know, that way. I mean, I think it might be difficult in other ways. But, you know, again, never put it by automation and these with the ability for people to do some of these things. But, again, it all comes down to cost.
Yeah.
How much the machines cost, how much they cost to maintain. I think the first line of things going by the wayside are just, we've seen already.
And very quickly before we run out of time, Elon Musk came out yesterday and said he wants to do a joint media venture, some kind, with Donald Trump.
So that will be interesting. I got to look into that exactly because I didn't see that. I know he made a statement about Bitcoin yesterday, and that was a bit of a distraction from some of the bad news that Tesla got, but I got to look into that to a further degree.
Yeah, this was further down the line somewhere during the course of his conversation yesterday. He said that he would like to get together with Donald Trump and form a major media company.
All right, we'll have to take a look at that. That would be very, very interesting.
Sure, we'll be there, won't we?
Yeah.
All right, Chris and the Captain. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I'll be back with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.